dead roses. She's such a sweet child. And so utterly full of mischief. Oh. Do mind the poisoned thorns, darling. I would hate to spoil such a perfect night by spending the next few hours swirling up an antidote. The moon. Gazing upon it. Enjoying all of her dark, murderous mysteries. Thinking of all the ghoulish pleasures you and I have shared underneath its glow. I do remember that night. Her conception was so wild and reckless. You were positively a devil. There is a kind of longing inside of me. Well, as I ponder the moon, well, I feel as though I see the face of another little Adams in it. Don't you? It has been on my mind as of late. The thought that maybe Wednesday and Pugsley might grow lonely. Well, of course they have each other, and you and I, and the others. All of the atoms gathered round like a morning wreath. But still, darling, may I speak frankly with you? Darling, the idea of another child warms my cold, undead heart with the sweetest anticipation. So many nights I've strolled through our ancestral graveyard, the moonlight casting its spectral glow upon the moss-covered stones, and found myself reflecting on the singular joy that only children bring. Their unrelenting curiosity, and their penchant for chaos, and their beautiful potential for mischief. And they truly are the finest cultivators of disorder. Our dear Wednesday and Pugsley of each become masterpieces of morbid ingenuity. They've filled this house with laughter as dark and resonant as a raven's claw. Yet, as I watch them grow, I sense the inevitability of their independence. They will soon forge their own paths of delightful destruction, leaving the halls of our home dreadfully quiet. another child, though, darling. Perhaps that would ensure our house never lacks the pitter-patter of little feet. Or the thunderous clatter of those feet setting traps for unsuspecting guests. Imagine another young Adams to teach the subtle art of cultivating carnivorous plants. Or the delicate science of unleashing bats into an unsuspecting room. And the very thought sends delicious shivers down my spine. And then, of course, there is the thrill of the creation itself. To welcome another soul into this world of shadows is a sacred endeavor. And you and I are artists in the truest sense, able to create life destined to flourish in the dark. To embrace the mysteries of existence with open arms and bared teeth. Is there any greater legacy we could leave behind than another bearer of the Adams name? Oh, and imagine. Another child would be a new spark in our wonderful tapestry of darkness. A fresh echo of the love we have shared for so many years. How delightful would it be to see the children soften at the sight of a new sibling to torment. Another conspirator in training. There is also, my darling, a certain poetry. Even for us Adamses, a new child would remind us of the cyclical beauty of existence. Of the way life persists, even amidst decay. Yes, kiss my neck, my dear. Ooh. Do send shivers through me. Where was I, darling? Yes, the persistence of life amidst decay. Oh, to hold a new babe in my arms. Their tiny fingers clutching. Yes, clutching just as you are at my breast. At the obsidian beads of my necklace. To have them suckle at my breast just as you do, my dear. With a little drop of poison. In each bottle, to inoculate them against all of the common ones, so that they might play with belladonna and nightshade at their heart's content. Ah, wish for you to ravish me like an animal. Oh, let us make another dark delight of a child. Give me another babe to cradle both hope and eternity in one. Oh, let us seize this deliciously dreadful opportunity to create something new together. Reveling in the unknown. Oh. Oh. Off with your suit, my darling. Let us create something new together. Something wonderfully wretched under the light of the moon. At this horrific witching hour. Perhaps we'll be even lucky enough to create a child with 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot. I believe a cousin of yours had that. May the Dark Mother bless us this night. Oh, in bringing in the unknown. Oh, yes, darling. Shower me in your kisses. The unpredictable chaos another child would bring. After all, what is life without a little mayhem? And what are we, if not the architects of it? Do not grasp me gently, dearest. With the fullest of your passion. But don't rend my dress, dear. It's new. I have a much older one I'd like you to. Under the luminous moon, in the darkness of this beautifully cursed night. Darling. Right upon the gravestones. Oh. Yes, I think that best. Onto the cold, rocky stone. Nice long scratches down my breast just for me. It only makes every stroke of your love the more deliciously, wickedly pleasurable and painful. Oh, to be wrapped up in your strong arms. Feeling you plunging deeper and deeper into my darkest caverns. Feeling the full weight of your love. It's enough to drive one to madness. Oh, the sweet madness. Such is the fire and desire building behind your eyes. You long for it too. To be a father once more, to make me into a mother and you. To see me grow as round as the moon with child. My sweet. My tempestuous, glorious lover. Every day with you, a divine lady, a cursed symphony of passion and delight. Each moment a masterpiece painted in the richest shades of devotion. Oh, my flame, my unrelenting storm. And as I can feel within me, as I can feel filling me, the very pulse of my existence, caught within your perpetual whirlwind of desire and adoration. Each stroke of you ignites my soul like a lightning strike on a moonless night, and your kisses. Seed right at the stroke of midnight. It seems it is told for us again. How you look at me as I'm filled with your seed, as if I am the only in this vast, shadowy world worthy of your gaze. I find you endlessly enchanting. You have my unwavering devotion, my love. And your reckless animal abandon when you make love to me. It's nearly frightening. Why? Just be sure